5,000 watts of friendship, touching all four corners of Equestria, from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire. You're tuned in to Canterlot Radio, Blog Talk Radio's hottest My Little Pony program. And it is Wednesday, April 17, 2013. And as always, it's the good old MC, Mike Check, bringing you everything that makes the Brony community the most powerful force in the Ponyverse. Of course, before we continue on, we got to kick it over to some sponsors. As many of you know, our main sponsors, of course, Derpy Hooves News, with all the latest My Little Pony news, media, and fan-created content. It's like those little mini muffins, and you can eat them and not feel full. So it leaves room for more news and stuff. So these are like the mini My Little Pony news muffins that are released throughout the day to get you through your day. Also, Cutie Mark Con, Cincinnati, Ohio's first ever My Little Pony convention, May 31st through June 2nd at the Crown Plaza, Cincinnati North, just outside of Cocoa Keys. And of course, Cutie Mark Con just announced some brand new guests coming, and I am super excited. So far, we've got Brian Drummond, who many know as the original Vegeta from the Ocean dub of Dragon Ball Z, as well as Mr. Cake, Filthy Rich, and Uncle Orange from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and Spike the Dragon from two of the previous generation My Little Ponies. We've also got Shining Armor himself, Andrew Francis, coming to Cutie Mark Con. And of course, Brian Drummond's daughter, if you don't know who she is, well, forget about it. That's right, Bryna, who many know as the spirited cousin of Apple Bloom from Manhattan, Bab Seed. So if you're going to go, make sure you ask her to blow her hair up, you know.
Forget about it.
And they are joining a fantastic group of guests, including Andrea Libman, Brina Chan, Richard Ian Cox, and of course, yours truly, Mike Check. Right now, their site is down, apparently. Derpy was watching one of the web designers, you know, clean up a little bit. She saw the word cookies in there, so she thought that, you know, maybe a muffin could be in there, so she jumped onto the computer and tried to fix it. Unfortunately, no dice. And, of course, Mimico, producers of the My Little Pony USB flash drives. Before we get into some of the cool stuff that we do here on the show, I thought it would be appropriate to talk to you guys for a few minutes about the tragedy that occurred this past Monday in Boston. For those who may or may not know, there was an attack during the Boston Marathon, and what I can only assume is an act of cowardice. Apparently, there were two bombings near the finish line at the Boston Marathon this past Monday, and of course, unfortunately, this is not a victimless incident. As far as we know, let me make sure my news is right. Of course, this is a constantly developing story where we're getting news left and right. And I believe that as of this record, four people are dead, two of them being innocent children. And really, this is really a tragedy. This is one of those things you thought would never happen after 9/11. You know, we'd be more secure in our persons and our country. All right, so here's what we got so far from CNN. The bombs exploded 12 seconds apart near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, killing three, which is now up to four, and wounding about 180 others. And we're talking some serious damage. There are people that are dead, people who've lost limbs, and you know, we really try our hardest to say that this can never happen in 1,000,000,000 years, but unfortunately, we live in a world where this is a reoccurring thing, and our hearts here at Canterlot Radio go out to the victims of the Boston attack, and we want you to know that the Brony community is starting to pull together to help these people who have lost so much in this senseless attack. And I want to be the first to go on the announcement is that next month, Canterlot Radio will be holding several charity auctions to raise money for the victims of this terrible attack. And we are actually looking for donations and artwork for this fundraiser. We're going to hopefully auction off some of this stuff on eBay and donate the proceeds to the American Red Cross so they can bring much-needed relief to the people who were attacked. And we want to show that the burning community does know that this is not something that we're just going to sit by and let them suffer. So if you're interested in helping us out with, you know, if you guys can donate My Little Pony toys, artwork, something that we can help raise money to give to these people to help rebuild their lives, email us at canterlotradio@gmail.com if you're interested in helping us out. And, of course, in exchange for your donations, we'll also feature you on the program, on the website, our social media networks. What we're trying to do is we're trying to bring comfort to the many that were devastated from this attack. And it's hard to believe in 12 seconds so much chaos and disarray could be committed. And again, our hearts go out to those affected by these tragic attacks that occurred in Boston on Monday. And we are going to try our best to, you know, help out in getting something together to help these people. And I want to say that Boston is one of the toughest cities I've ever seen. You've got people who not only completed the Boston Marathon, but ran an additional 2 miles to the hospital to donate blood for the victims of this attack. So if this says anything about the United States of America, we are one of the toughest countries on the planet. We will come together and we will help those who have been affected by this. And we will not let this attack of cowardice go unpunished. So whoever did this, buddy, you got the entire country breathing down your neck. So I would really pray for some mercy from the United States court system. But anyway, moving right along here, into our weekly pony poll. Now, for those who don't know, we do a weekly poll to see what you, the brony community, think of some issues going on in the community. So, spring break was last week for a lot of people out there, and we asked, what would you do to have the ultimate My Little Pony spring break? And in a landslide with 73% of the votes, a back-to-back My Little Pony marathon. Now, 3 seasons, that's about 65 episodes. So you have 65 times 30. Okay, 65 times 22. So let's figure that out. Okay, so we've got, so let's see, 65 times 22 minutes. So about 1,430 minutes. So then we divide that by an hour. Pretty much you'd have enough for a back-to-back one-day marathon. That ain't too bad, if I do say so myself. You could have an entire marathon for one day of spring break. And you could do that 5 days, and you could probably pretty much memorize everything that goes on in the world of My Little Pony. Well, anyway, for this week's Pony Poll, since, you know, we're involved with CutieMarkCon next month, it made me want to think, what is the most important thing that can make or break a My Little Pony convention? And we have our new poll up on canterlotradio.com. We want to know what is the most important aspect that can make or break a My Little Pony convention. We've got 5 options. Is it the guests or attendees, the location of the convention, the signature events or the main events of that convention, the panels that are offered, or do you just like shopping in the dealer's room? Of course, you can head over to canterlotradio.com and take part in our weekly poll. And we'll also take your live calls here on the air on Canterlot Radio at area code 347-884-9149. We'll put you on the air, and you can tell us what is the most important part of a My Little Pony convention. But for now, let's go right into some new music. We have Naysayer. Not to be confused with the Great and Powerful Trixie Naysayers. Naysayer with The Day Begins here on Canterlot Radio. And that was Beautifully Abstract with Luna. Before that was Sureclap Pones with Pinky's Brew and Naysayer with The Day Begins. You're listening to Canterlot Radio. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2013, and it is now time to dig into the news world of My Little Pony with the News Stable. Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the News Stable. And now, here's Mike Chat. This is the News Stable for Wednesday, April 17th, 2013, and as always, I am your host, Mike Check, bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community. So with that being said, let's dig right into our first story. A company going by the name of World Trade Jewelers has signed a deal with Hasbro to create jewelry, including an entire section dedicated to ponies. According to a press release sent out on Hasbro's investors relations site, we can expect to see Friendship is Magic stuff pop up in October of this year. The big thing is the age group that company focuses on. According to the press release, their collections target the 24 to 34-year-old female demographic. The items on their website seem pretty high quality to top it off. Here is the pony excerpt from the press release below. Since 1983, the My Little Pony brand has brought fun, friendship, and joy to fans of all ages around the globe. Hasbro reintroduced the popular Whimsical franchise in 2003, and the brand has been strengthened by the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic animated series produced by Hasbro Studios and currently airing on the Hub TV network. The jewelry collection is due for consumer release by October of 2013. So what we have here is someone is actually going to make My Little Pony jewelry. So So, guys, we're not going to see any rainbow-colored jewelry or chain necklaces that we can wear. But, you know, it would be cool to see some cutie mark necklaces. Maybe even a Celestia Luna engagement ring. Ooh. You know, maybe we'll even get a derpy pinky ring. Well, I mean, derpy could be any kind of ring, but I think pinky ring would be really good because it's an abstract finger and, you know, it's pretty crazy, just like derpy. But maybe we could see some My Little Pony stuff for men, like cufflinks, maybe with cutie marks on them, or maybe a My Little Pony monocle, you know, like fancy pants or hoity-toity, hey, what? Oh, Marmory, posh and bother. Do you have the gray poupon? That was my impression of a rich guy. But it does seem pretty cool that they're now targeting older audience members with, you know, high-quality jewelry. So hopefully we'll have something for the men a little while after the release for the females this October. For those who haven't seen on Hot Topic's YouTube channel, they've released The Hot Minute with Princess Twilight Sparkle. In this installment, Twilight talks about becoming a princess, strengthening her wings so she can fly a little better, and some of her favorite hobbies, including reading, learning about magic, and hanging with her friends. Of course, you can head over to CamelotRadio.com and click the link to check out the Hot Minute yourself. And this is actually the third installment of the My Little Pony Hot Minute, whereas the previous ones were for Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash. So hopefully we'll see a Pinkie Pie and Rarity one come up real soon. Maybe even a Spike the Dragon one. Or even a Princess Celestia or Luna. Hot Topic has been a one-stop source for some pretty cool My Little Pony merchandise. Wallets, t-shirts, necklaces. You know, Hot Topic is advertising outside the female demographic of little kids and into the demographic of adults. Because where else are you going to get a Dr. Who's t-shirt than at Hot Topic? Oh, and while you're there, maybe pick up a WWE t-shirt. You know, buy one, get one 50% off. My Little Pony and WWE. I could see that happening. Well, anyway, on to our final story of the week here on the news stable. Interplay is pleased to announce the official second series in the My Little Pony trading card series, now available starting today. Included in Series 2 are 6 items, 4 trading cards, including an Equestrian Magic card with a sweeps code, a temporary tattoo, and one of the following. One in every 2 packs will get you a foil, but note that the foils have a different effect from Series 1 to Series 2. In a 1 in every 4 pack, you'll get a standee of all new characters and designs featuring villains, a sticker which features fan favorite designs and slogans like Have Tuba, Will Travel, and What Fun Is There in Making Sense? There's also a 9-card Crystal Empire foil puzzle found in packs that people can complete. And a 6-card Twilight puzzle has been announced for the binder coming out late spring, early summer. You've also got 10 special foil cards that will be the ponies that were recon cards in set 1 and be available in future products. For example, Fluttershy is in a deck box and Rainbow Dash is in a deluxe tin, whereas Pinkie Pie was a Big Apple PonyCon special card, as will be Twilight Sparkle. You also have a 1 in 30 chance of getting one of 4 Princess Gold cards, and that would be Princess Celestia, Luna, Cadence, and newly crowned Princess Twilight Sparkle. You also have a chance of getting one of 4 baddie cards that are found in the 30-pack hobby display boxes, which are primarily sold at hobby stores and online. And you can get either King Sombra, Discord, the Great and Powerful Trixie, or the Timberwolves. The special pony tin featuring the final card from Series 1 should be finding its way to shelves at Hot Topic later this week, and you can expect the Canterlot tin with Rainbow Dash to hit stores by early next month. Well, here you got a set of trading cards that have become quite popular among, you know, kids and young adults. And much like the Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card games, you have fans who are willing to bend out an arm and a leg to buy these cards in order to get, you know, some rare ones. You know, I opened a pack of the Series 1 cards earlier myself this week, and I got a couple pretty good ones. I think one of my favorites is the Green-Eyed Monster, where you have Spike and his little villainous mustache, the Mwahahaha. I find that awesome. I also like this overview of Canterlot, and I'm not just saying that because, you know, we reside in Canterlot, because that's what makes Canterlot Radio, Canterlot Radio. And I've also got a couple cool standees. I got two of Sweetie Belle and one of Apple Bloom. And I even got a couple of pony cards like the Big Macintosh, Twilight Sparkle, the Cakes, and I also got Tank. But you know what? We actually might have to get a couple of these cards autographed by the voice actors and give them away on the show. So you're going to want to stay tuned because you might have a chance to win a signed My Little Pony trading card. And they say we don't give back to the Brony community. Well, anyway, folks, that's going to do it for this installment of The New Stable. This has been The New Stable. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Back to you, Mike Chuck. Thank you, Mysterious Announcer. And now it's time to get into our next block of music here on Canterlot Radio. Since we talked about him in The New Stable, I figure we should play some of his music. The Living Tombstone and Bronified, Stuck in Time, featuring Dr. Hooves, here on Canterlot Radio.
Thank you.
wardrobe, the mysterious ne'er-do-well.
Before that was Storm System with Hooves Up High, the Zistum's Chill Out Remix, Black Griffin with Take Me to Equestria, and the Living Tombstone in Bronified with Stuck in Time, a tribute to Dr. Hooves. But I like that Meriduel song because, you know, I think Meriduel's like the Batman of My Little Pony, so you gotta go, I'm Meriduel. So would Pinkie Pie be the equivalent to the Joker if she was a bad guy? You never know. Canterlot Radio here, and it's April 17th, 2013. Thank you for tuning in to us on blogtalkradio.com. I appreciate your patronage, though you haven't bought anything yet, though we have nothing to offer you guys to buy. You know, we really need to fix that. We need to get some merchandise out there. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks or month, we can get some cool merchandise made out so you guys can wear Canterlot Radio on the go. So not only could you listen to it on the go, you could also wear it on the go. Pretty cool. We'll have to look for some guys who can design some design a mic check for some shirts. So don't go too far because we've got some great stuff coming up. And of course, as always, if you want to take Canterlot Radio with you, you can click the download this episode button on the Blog Talk Radio page for this episode, or head over to iTunes and download episodes 1 through 4 on iTunes. Because that's pretty much pretty simple there. And episode 5 will be up hopefully by the beginning of the weekend. So you can check us out in this beautiful, beautiful weather with some of your favorite ponies, some of your favorite music, and some of the greatest news that you can find in the entire world of Equestria. And of course, as always, the conversations don't end after the show goes off the air. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Canterlot Radio and continue the conversation there. We are posting photos. We've got polls there. We even got some contests that you might not see on the program. All more incentive to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/CanterlotRadio. You can also follow us on Twitter at CanterlotRadio. That's right, we are tweeting 20% cooler in less than 140 characters. Now, we're at 49 followers right now, but I'd like to see if we can get to 100 by the end of May. If we can get to 100, I'd be so happy. Follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio, CanterlotRadio, Radio, RADIO, MOUSE. Well, folks, it is now time for one of my favorite parts of the show, Mike Check's Bronetry Corner, where we read some fan-written poetry for My Little Pony. And this week, I thought we would take a look at the minimally discussed King Sombra and the Crystal Empire in a poem written by Radoxield. It's called Blind Greed, Fall of the Empire. Blind Greed, Fall of the Empire. Tower rose in the winter night, traveler's beacon in the Arctic fields. Once it shone from the northern land, mellowing the coldest of winds. No constraints of flesh may prevent my revival. My day of return will come. From the deep ice I rise once more. Luminous, crystalline homes, city that glows in light, shining realm of knowledge and arts, power from deepest of ties, shimmered under the stars, empire of the crystal kin, until the days turned dark, faded the lights into dim. I still remember the golden days, empire of the north, beacon of unity and love, crystal heart, their guiding light. Realm of peace now tortured, enslaved under your will, tarnished the hearts of joy, how could you let it be ruined? Seeds of their misery, countless distraught lives, burden of memory relived once again. Where ends your greed if you'll turn them to ruins? Hail the king of forlorn, of frozen waste. Torn towers from the tides of time, my throne, my beautiful halls, you won't take them from me. Who else but the strongest can claim the right for power, for the crystal heart? Such is the fate, such is my claim for throne, over this land, over its glory and might. Power to lead, power to force my will, above the weak, nothing but slaves of mine. Such is the fate, such is my claim for throne, beyond the reach of time my mind will hold. Over the time, lifetime thousandfold, from the depths I'll rise and take my own. A foreboding story about King Sombra's claim to the Crystal Empire by Radoxield, Blind Greed, Fall of the Empire. That'll do it for the Bronetry Corner for this week. If you've got a poem you want read on the program, send it to us at canterlotradio@gmail.com. Because we would love to feature some of your guys' awesome My Little Poetry. My Little Poetry, My Little Poetry. Anyway, we are slowly gathering stuff for what we like to hope will be a successful auction to raise money for the Boston tragedy victims. As many of you know, this past Monday, a series of bombs went off near the Boston Marathon finish line, injuring well over 150 people and killing four in the process. And we want to bring a lot of comfort to those who have been affected. So we are looking for people to submit stuff or to submit My Little Pony toys, artwork, commissions. And if you're interested in helping us raise money for the Boston Children's Hospital and the American Red Cross, be sure to send us an email at canterlotradio@gmail.com and tell us how you can help us. Continuing on to our next block of music here on Canterlot Radio, Electro Dub and Moon Melodies with Celestia here on Canterlot Radio. Thank you.
know, it's an interesting life out here. Manhattan Street, cold, brash, but I'm used to it. It's something I've grown accustomed to. A life that's just me. Grew up in the Apple family, told to work hard, respect the law, and my granny, she's the one who raised me, only one in the home. Mom and dad are at work, they leave the daughter alone, and it shows in every memory. Remember me, daddy, remember Babsy, remember dad, it's me, your little girl, the one who meant the world to you. Been for a swirl and a twirl, guess I'm no pearl to you. Not like mommy has the time to pay attention either. I only see her if I get detention or a fever, and I promise you that if you never ever take a breather, I won't be breathing either. Without you, I'm just ether, I'm a reefer floating into space, I'm floating in a daze. My mind's been hazy ever since I have been getting hazed. I'd rather lay in hay than stay on layaway, but will you always stay away? When will my parents come to play? When will the pleasant come a day? When presents come today? I doubt it, but I'm never one who's throwing hope away. I'm throwing hoops just like I shoot, I swish, and then I miss. It's 50-50, but 100 when my parents miss. I miss the mission statement, I guess my wish is waiting. I'm hanging by the door of Blizz on Twisted Blister Nation, and something is amiss. I'd love to reminisce, but the past is simply just another pissed off chrysalis. I cut my hair a while back, you never noticed. I tried to talk, but you just turned back out of focus. Can't even focus when my brain is going locust. It's like hocus pocus poking in the throat, that's where the joke is. I'm the joke kid, laughing at me all the time at school. Without a cutie mark, I'm talentless and act a fool. Not like all the other folks in cults who act a tool. Can't even keep my cool, I'm breaking like I'm fool. No magic 8-ball, it's time I ask my question. At what age do you think I'll screw up and get arrested? Already started stealing, saw the cops got peeling. My heart was reeling, but I really only wanted feeling. I've been in apathy, exactly half of me has acted on the path that I think has impacted me. Matter of fact, you see, the interact I need with other fillies of my age who aren't all whacked and mean. So this might be my chance, a letter from the fam. Come out to Ponyville, vacation would be grand. Come meet your cousin Apple Bloom and get to know her. She's real excited, this could be a chance to start over.
Your prayers. Navron with Hail to the Queen. Before that was Mando Pony with I Am No Hero, Luna's theme. Start Over and Electrodub with and Moon Melodies with Celestia. This is Canterlot Radio, and as always, I am Mike Chuck, and we are getting ready to wrap up another fantastic day here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, before we go, I mean, we've still got one more block of music, and then we've got to read our letter to Celestia. But outside of the Boston tragedy, I actually just got back from Washington, D.C. this past weekend for the Sakura Matsuri Street Festival. A fantastic time, and we actually saw some bronies there. So, of course, being the show that likes to feature the bronies every brony should know, head over to our Facebook page at Canterlot Radio and check out some of the cool photos we took this past weekend at the Sakura Matsuri Festival in Washington, D.C. Of course, we saw some bronies out there. We saw a vinyl scratch. We had a gigantic boombox and actually played music, and it was really good. We also saw a Twilight Sparkle Alicorn edition and what I believe is either a Fancy Pants or Prince Blue Blood. Can't really tell. It's really, when they just look alike, you can't really tell. But again, check it out on our Facebook page at Canterlot Radio. And if you see yourself in any of the photos, go right ahead and tag yourself. And of course, we're always looking for the latest news. And of course, we need help doing that. So we are actually looking for people to help us post to the website, keep the My Little Pony community updated with what's going on in the world. So if you're interested in being a part of the Canterlot Radio team, send us an email at canterlotradio@gmail.com, and I'm sure we'll find something for you to do to be part of the Canterlot Radio team. As part of the Altice Explosion Radio Network, we're also a wonderful source for advertising. If you've got a product or a convention coming up that you want to get out there, head over to canterlotradio.com, click on the About Us, and scroll down to Advertising to find out how you can advertise for an incredible rate of just $60 a month. That's right, $60 a month. Incredible results without breaking the bank. Canterlot Radio. We're pony people. DDD. That was my stinger there. But anyway, let's go ahead right into our final block of music, and we've got a really good song for you guys. It's a little long, but I think it's worth it. Ponyvization with My Little Dashie Tribute. Here on Canterlot Radio. Thank you.
No.
Nameless Warning with Spectrality, and before that was Ponyvization with the My Little Dashy Tribute. Canterlot Radio on blogtalkradio.com, I thank you guys for tuning in. And before we wrap up the show for this week, I think it's only appropriate that we go ahead, open the mail sack, and check out another wonderful installment of Letters to Celestia. So each week we feature a letter written to the princess, and we read it here live on the air for the entire world to hear. This letter comes from a recently heartbroken pony named Rainbow Quill. She writes, "Dear Princess Celestia, My heart got broken a while back. For a couple of days, I was depressed, and it showed. My best friend wouldn't give up on me, though, even though I was angry at the world and not very much to talk to. But my best friend stuck through it with me. She taught me that even if you don't like how some pony's acting, a true friend will stand by them. She taught me about loyalty, something I thought I knew everything about. She moved away recently, and I know I may never meet another friend quite like her. Your faithful student, Rainbow Quill. Breaking up with someone can be very hard, Rainbow Quill. Trust me, old Mike Check knows that story all too well. Rejection of feelings, and that hurts really bad, and it can take you to some really, really dark places. But if you have great friends that can help you, even through the darkest times, that's a true sign that you are truly a blessed pony. And I think if we can look into the best of our friends, even through the darkest times in our lives, it'll always be light at the end of the tunnel. Sure, while this heartache may come, and it may feel like it's going to stay there forever, it's not. Trust me, if love was as simple as many of these soap operas and daytime talk shows make it, we'd all have someone perfect. Of course, that's never the case in real life. So, Rainbow Quill, I hope you find that special pony out there for you. And I know that there's that special little pony out there for yours truly, you know. Well, folks, unfortunately, that's going to do it for us for this installment of Cancer Lot Radio. I hope you all had a great time on the program this week. I had a fantastic time. Just a reminder of a few things that are going on this week in the program. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/cancerlotradio and see all the cool photos we've taken from the Sakura Matsuri Festival. As always, like us on Facebook at Cancer Lot Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cancer Lot Radio. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Cancer Lot Radio. Rate us, comment on us. If you like us, rate us. If you don't like us, tell us what we need to do so we can make the show better. We want to give the bronies out there the best experience that we can, but we can't do that unless we know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. Also, take part in our weekly poll on CareToLotRadio.com. This week, the question is, what is the most important aspect that can make or break a My Little Pony convention? And, of course, you can always take part in the poll on our Facebook page. And we'll read the results next week on the program. Well, unfortunately, guys, that's going to do it for the show this week. I hope you all had a great time. We will see you down the road. And until next time, this is Mike Check telling you that friendship is magic.